On 6BR Breakfast, it's time to chat with Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles.
Well, we know he would have loved the result, but obviously not the bits that went in the third quarter and then what came after that. He's a very good mate of Andrew Gaff's. They've been great teammates. They've played together at the highest level for a long, long time. And I'm interested to ask Josh Kennedy just how out of character it was for Andrew Gaff. Josh, good morning to you. We know you weren't out there, so that makes it difficult. But, you know, on that question of out of character for Andrew, I mean, how surprised were you that that incident took place?
Yeah, look, it's definitely out of character for Gaffy. I think he's gone through 180 games of, never once being reported, never really once had an incident, and Gaffy's the type of bloke that's pretty quiet, reserved. He goes about his football in his own manner, and, you know, he's been tagged many, many weeks. He's been belted many, many weeks, and, he's never really let frustration go. So, you know, it's really, really out of character, I think. And, you know, he's obviously been crucified a bit, but he did get it wrong. He went to whack him in the chest, and he's hit him in the face, and he's caused some drama there. So he knows that. He's taken responsibility for that. He feels absolutely gutted, and he'll have to face the tribunal tonight.
What about the playing group as a whole? How are they? Obviously, they rallied around him on the day. Since then, they've continued to rally around him. And what about Brayshaw within your team?
Well, that's probably been, I think, a big thing. We've got the other Brayshaw, another Brayshaw brother at our club, which has helped with a lot of, you know, open communication between the two. So I know that Gaffy rang Hamish that night. He was obviously pretty distraught, and, he wanted to get in contact with Andrew. So I think there's been a lot of open communication between the two and the family, which has been something that probably doesn't happen too much with other clubs. We're just lucky enough to have that, I suppose, portal of communication, and hopefully Gaffy can. Yeah, I think Gaffy was trying to get to see him and go and see him, but sure. I know he's got to Melbourne tonight for the tribunal.
The club have been very supportive of him, and so they should be. Even though he's done the wrong thing, you still got to support those that are part of your group. Do you think he's more likely to continue to stay at the Eagles or leave as a consequence of what's happened in the last little bit?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't know whether this is going to change any decision that Gaffy's going to make towards the end of the year. Obviously, he's put the contract on hold till the end of the year. So I don't think it's going to change whatever his decision is going to be, or whether he's decided what he's doing yet or not. I'm not too sure, but we've just got to work through with him at the moment with what's going on now. And like I said, he's pretty gutted and distraught on the incidents that's happened. But, you know, he's taken responsibility, and he knows that he's got to face the tribunal tonight.
There's been a lot of concern for Andrew Brayshaw, rightly. Obviously, everybody hopes that he's okay and has been interested to know how he's progressing, and there's been a lot of sympathy for him. We understand that, and of course we agree with that. What about Andrew Gaff, though, Josh? How is he bearing up through this? It's clear that it has affected him very deeply.
Yeah, mate, he's pretty distraught. I think, you know, he knows that he's stuffed up. He's gone to whack, I suppose, guys in the chest to get past them many times over his career, and a lot of taggers and a lot of, you know, incidents like that. And this one, he got it wrong. And he knows that. He knows that he's not that type of player. He's not that type of person. I suppose seeing what's happened from that incident, he's been pretty distraught, and he knows that he's let himself down, he's let the club down, he's let fans down, so he's just trying to get through and deal with that at the moment, which is being quite sad to see. But in saying that, Gaffy is not the victim here, obviously, with Andrew and his injuries that have caused, so we're not saying that, but Gaffy's been hasn't been in a good place at the moment.
Distracted from a very good performance, a 58-point win against Fremantle, Elliot Yeo was sensational. Just love the way he plays his game. He's so strong on his feet, isn't he? He must be very strong bottom part and also top part.
He's a power athlete, mate, and he's worked on many things over the last few years to get his body up to that condition. And mate, in the way he plays, he's an impact player, and it's great to see him. He was struggling a little bit early, but obviously he came into the game and finished off the way he did, and was able to win the Roscoe and get a win for us. And, sure. And like you said, it was a great win for us.
The Roscoe Benno now, of course, JK.
Roscoe Benno,
Hey, shin injury. It looks like it won't be available this week. Adam Simpson has pretty much already put that on the table. Is that right? And would you be right to go the week after for Melbourne?
Yeah, so look, I'll start doing some training this week, and yeah, I won't play this week, and it'll be a bit of a push for next week as well. So she's still been a little bit sore, and we're just, yeah, like I said, we're getting through training at the moment, and hopefully I can fully train next week and get through what I need to do to be able to play against Melbourne, because we've got a couple of really big games coming up. But
right.
But if not, I'll be, yeah, definitely hoping to push push for Brisbane, which is the last game of the year, because I think I'll need a game in definitely before we kick into finals.
And then you have a week off as well, so you probably want to get one run under your belt. We wish you all the best. Hopefully you can continue to keep winning and you'll get that double chance at the finals. Thanks for coming on with us this morning,
Josh. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for that, guys. Cheers.
Josh Kennedy from the West Coast Eagles. 17.
Tough, isn't it?
Yeah. He handled it well. He's a beauty, Josh. Look, as is Andrew Gaff. Everything that's been said about Andrew Gaff is not just being said because that's the convenient thing to say. That is 100% right. Mm. It is out of character. He's not that sort of bloke. And I'm sure he did not mean to do that.
No. And in hindsight, he'll pay the price, a big one at that.
As Lee Matthews said, it's going to live with him a lot longer than it will with Andrew Brayshaw.